Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. After listening to Turning Point, pray more on your own as much as you can. Rebroadcast the message to all on your contact. Do so daily. Welcome also to Thursday, the 16th day in January 2025. Open your hands for prayers. Be responding with amen, I receive it. This will not just be another day in your life. It's going to be a special day, bringing you mighty testimonies. Everyone you daily stand in the gap for and pray for shall receive divine power. Let's do this. If you have the photographs of your family members, bring them out. If you don't have their photographs and you have their things at home, use it to represent them. I pray for you and members of your family. You will do well. Hey, great things will happen for you. Your family will be well bonded and well rounded. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over the members of your families. You and them, you become a touch not for the enemy. The power of God shall make you fruitful and blossom you in Jesus' name. After this prayer, anoint yourself and members of your families in their photographs and speak more to their lives. All barriers will be removed. The power of God will be on you. Let's do this again today. I am led to make us do this. Take water, pour water in a cup. Maybe have the cup or the bottle, the type that you can drink at once. If you cannot do so now, receive the prayers. And when it is convenient for you to do, then do so and listen to this message again. I prophesy that water in your hand is no longer an ordinary water. It becomes healing agency. It will cleanse you internally. It will break all yokes in your life. It will remove every disease. Fresh anointing for progress enters you now. Say amen. Drink the water. Drink it at once. Yes, something is already happening for you now. Something is moving around your body to heal you. Oh, I can see blood eyes. Clean up, erectile dysfunction, remove forever. Something good is happening in your body system. You will feel pressed. Visit the restroom, empty your bowel. You are set free in Jesus' name. Right? January 16, born people, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your new age is blessed. God will give you a special birthday gift and will also register you in the mind and heart of good people to bless you with precious gifts, including money. Happy birthday. Right? Let's go on for knowledge. Good morning, Pastor. You made a mistake, Daddy, when praying for January 15th celebrant today, which happens to be my birthday. You said July 15th. Wow. That must be a slip of tongue. Now, January 15th celebrant, open your hand. Let me pray for you. It's not late. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will mark January 15th yearly. Enjoy peace, in progress, and in happiness. Say amen. Next, good morning, Daddy. I'm a leader in my church. I bring students from the campus to our church. Every time we have leaders meeting with our pastor, he gives us a target of souls to bring. Say 250. Is it right? Secondly, if you fail to submit report, he fines you 2,000 naira. If you come late to meeting, 1,000 naira. I want to quit and go to another church. Please advise me, sir. Very urgent. Wow. Why must the pastor do that? It is right for the pastor to encourage members to bring new people to church. But to now place 250, such a big, intimidating figure, then to be charging them 2,000 naira for not submitting report and 1,000 naira for coming late is unbecoming. Church is a voluntary association. People join the church when they see the atmosphere, the message, the structure. When they think the church is adding value to them, they stay and they grow. But to put this kind of pressure, especially financial pressure, if care is not taken, it will soon be losing members in good numbers. All pastors listening to me, don't do this. In Acts chapter 15, verse 28, the apostles wrote to the Gentiles that just became Christian in the church of Antioch, they said, it seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than is necessary to say. So let no pastor or church lay burden or pressure on the members. They have alternative. They could go somewhere else. So I advise that the leaders and the elders should call the pastor's attention to this. And if it persists, then it is time to prayerfully relocate to another church, because nobody can be blessed or grow where you are not happy with the leadership and the structure of the church. Next, good morning, Daddy. I need your advice on this matter. I lent a friend money to pay for school fees. He promised to pay back by December 3 or 4, but up to now, in the new year, he hasn't paid. What should I do? Wow. I have said on this platform again and again, stop borrowing people money. You are not a banking institution. For any reason, whoever the person may be, a friend, your sibling, boyfriend, fiancé, etc., don't give out what you cannot forget with people if they don't pay. Give a little seed you can afford and pray with them. Don't lend people money. You have learned your lesson in a hard way. Don't do so next time. Pray and have patience. God will touch his heart to pay you back. Listeners, learn from this. I have taught on this again and again. Next, good morning, my amiable daddy and TPDF family members. My daughter, who is presently 29 years of age, a graduate of chemistry in ABU, got married to a man of the same age in 2022. It was a traditional as well as a court marriage. 4 months into the marriage, the husband left for Vietnam for greener pasture. He promised to come back and take his wife 6 months after. 2 years after that, after leaving for Vietnam, nothing was done. He was deported back to Nigeria sometimes in August. Since then, he refused to see his wife. I'm thinking of asking my daughter to file for a divorce. Daddy, am I doing the right thing? Wow. Again, I am pained in my heart. My first pain is that I have taught on this platform for many years. No reason is good enough for husband and wife to separate themselves, especially young couples, to separate themselves for greener grass, for transfer, for further studies, or whatever. No. Matthew 19 verse 16 and Luke chapter 10 verse 9. Check it. Jesus Christ himself said, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. 4 months after marriage, he left. So it must have been their joint plan, our arrangement, before marriage. Ha! We can't be breaking God's word and think there will be no repercussion. Everyone should learn from this. Despite teaching it, people are still doing it. They will say, Daddy, economic situation, Daddy, country is hard. No, country is not hard to the extent that we break God's law and do contrary. With right counsel, mentoring, like what I'm doing for us on this platform, people are still making it and making it big at home. And if you have to relocate, no problem. But do so with the members of your families. Your son-in-law must have committed some crimes in Vietnam. Maybe immigration law that warrant deportation back to Nigeria. And since coming back, shame, discouragement, depression might even have set in. I recommend warfare prayers. Then locate him and see what you can do to re-encourage him back. If not, if he's still adamant, then let your daughter learn a big lesson from this and move on with her life. Next, good morning, Daddy and TPDF family. Daddy, my questions are urgent. Is it biblical for one to split one's tithe? For example, if I have 50,000 naira tithe, is it wrong to pay half to TPDF and the other half to where I worship? Wow. Again, this is a subject I have treated many times. The question is not whether it is biblical or not. It is not everything, every detail of life that you can see in black and white on the pages of the Bible. What the Bible says in Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 is to bring our tithe into the storehouse. Storehouse is left for us to define. Storehouse, to me, is where one is nourished spiritually, where you are mostly fed. Storehouse is where at the kingdom work is done with visible results. Souls are saved and added to the church. The work is growing. The needs of the poor, the widow, the orphan, the less privileged are taken care of. Where there is no growth and there is no result, sowing tithe or seed into such place is like sowing into a barren land. Read Luke chapter 8, verses 5 to 8 to corroborate this. I have said this again and again. However, having explained this, everyone is left to decide where to sow your tithe and your seed, whether in one place or you want to split it. Do whatever gives you peace. We will do more on this tomorrow. Hope we are learning one or two things here. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos. So TPGF members and all listeners in and around Lagos, come on time today to beat the traffic. It shall be two services as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Attend the one that is most convenient for you. Many people even attend the two, and they are blessed. You can attend the two. Prayer focus today is impartation for new opportunities. Come and hear teachings. Come and be prayed for. Come and receive anointing for new opportunities in this new year. Opportunity to marry, opportunity for a new job, opportunities to travel, opportunity for business, for connection, for relationship. Come and collect the January anointing oil, specially prayed over. It is called anointing for new things in the new year. Come and receive the anointed mantle also for praying and provoking miracle free. The anointing oil that will be given to you for January, new things in the new year, is also free. Freely you receive, freely give. Bring your bottle of water for prayer. Bring photographs, bring documents, bring your international passport, bring CVs, bring keys, bring baby things, bring wedding things. We use all these things as point of contact, and miracle will happen. The same two services we hold simultaneously. Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo centers. Same time, same anointing, same ministration. This is a good day to transmit your tithe, personal and corporate tithe, back to Thanksgiving, the January 1111 seed, and the welfare seed we are paying into Zenith Bank welfare account. Do as God lays in your heart. I prophesy to everyone's life, you will do well. The power of God will back you up. You will never know a damn moment. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.